一节一直念到第三节。
Read from verse 1 to verse 3.
希伯来书第一章，我们从第一节念到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 to 3.
我先念一遍，以后大家用自己的语言念一遍。
We'll read it once and then you follow by reading three verses in whatever language you want.
上帝记得古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界，他的上帝荣耀所发的光辉是上帝本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。我们大家一同来读，一二三。上帝记在古时就在众先知多时多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界，他的上帝荣耀和他的光辉上帝本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有者，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。我要请大家稍微用简短的一点时间思想，在这里所提的基督的工作是哪几方面的工作。
In a short time, let's think about what is the many aspects of Christ's work.
在这三节的圣经里面，很清楚的给我们看见一幅对基督一个很完整很完整的一个图画。
In these three verses, we've seen a complete picture of the work of Jesus Christ.
许多人认识耶稣基督，对基督的认识只有表象的一个认识。
Many people know Jesus Christ only at the surface.
甚至许多人做礼拜做了几十年的礼拜，他对基督的认识还停留在表象的那个认识上面。
Some people have gone to church for 10-20 years, still only understanding Christ on the surface.
圣经所给我们看见的基督，远远大过我们所能想象的。
But the Christ that is depicted in the Bible is bigger than what we can imagine.
我要问你一个问题，我们的基督到底有多大？
Let me ask a question, how big is Christ?
一个人对基督的认识到什么地步，会决定他的灵性到什么样的地方。
The extent to which you understand Christ determines the extent of your spirituality.
如果你所认识的耶稣不过是个医治人疾病的耶稣基督，
If the Jesus you know is only the healer,
那么你只有当你需要医治的时候，你才到他的面前来。
Then you will only come before his presence if you need healing.
如果你认识的耶稣基督不过是向你施恩的一位耶稣基督，
If you only know Jesus Christ as the Christ of grace,
也当你遇到什么困难需要恩典的时候，你才向他祈求。
And only, you will only pray to him when you come against difficulty.
基督到底有多大？
How big is Christ?
这是我们一生一世要继续不断追求永无止境的一个奥秘。
This is a mystery that we should pursue and find out the rest of our lives.
告诉我们耶稣基督就是上帝的奥秘。
God tells us that Jesus Christ is the mystery of God.
一切的智慧从丰盛都有形有体的在他里面居住。
All the wisdom and abundance of God abides in Him.
当你真正认识他是何等的丰盛，他是何等奇妙的主的时候，
When you really know how abundant and wonderful Lord He is,
你就应当用同样的认识把你自己降服在他的面前。
You should, with your same understanding, surrender to Him.
我们昨天在这里思想了耶稣基督到底是怎样一位的基督。
We have thought about what kind of Christ is Jesus Christ.
今天我们在这一段里面看见耶稣基督有六样很大的工作在里面。
Here we see that Jesus Christ has six major aspects.
在这里给我们看见他是小义。
First, He is the revealer.
就是他就是把自己向我们显明的那位上帝。
And that is, He is the God who manifests Himself to us.
耶稣在马太福音第十一章的最后一段提到一句的话语。
In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus Christ said,
若不是父愿意启示人，就没有人认识子是谁。若不是子愿意指示人，也没有认识父是谁。
If God did not reveal to man, no man would know who the Son is. If the Son does not choose to reveal to man, no man would know who the Father is.
对基督人的认识是透过启示才完成的。
So to know Christ, you have to go through receiving revelation.
我们不是像那些新派的神学家，透过他们的理性去猜测这位历史人物耶稣到底是谁。
And like the liberal theologians to try to speculate with their rational thinking who Jesus Christ is.
我们还是透过神自己的启示给我们认定这位耶稣基督到底是谁。
Instead, it is through the revelation of God to us that we know who Christ is.
在圣经告诉我们，在创世以前已经照着神的旨意立定他为承受万有者。
Bible tells us that before the creation of the world, that God has set him as the person who inherits all things. So that all things are in the inheritance of Christ. He is the Lord of the universe. Not only did he reveal the deity of God, and the will of God, but he is the Lord of the universe. God has set him as the one who would inherit all things. The third aspect of his work, he is the one who created this world. The reason that this world was formed is Jesus Christ. All things were created through him. John chapter 1 tells us, all that was created, nothing was created that was not through him. Fourth aspect is he is the radiance of God's glory.
神的荣耀, 那看不见的光辉,
the radiance which is invisible of God is manifested through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说, 没有人看见上帝, 耶稣说, 你们看见我就是看见了上帝。
That's why Jesus said, no one has ever seen God, but by seeing the Son, seeing me, you have seen God.
这里告诉我们他是上帝本体的真相。
The Bible tells us that he is the exact representation of God's being. Through the representation of Christ, we come to truly know who God is. The fifth aspect, he sustains all things. What does it mean? That is the work that comes after the creation.
神创造了万有以后,
after God created all things, God sustains the existence of all things. So that this whole world can keep going by his strength.
这个叫做providence of God.
This is called the providence of God.
Providence of God 不能单单解释成神的照顾。
The providence of God cannot simply be looked at as God's caretaking. It is not just the preservation by God. Here it says he sustains all things by the will of God.
不但如此在这里第六样的工作,
and the sixth aspect of his work, he purifies man of their sins.
洗净了人的罪,
purification of sin. And this is the recreation of this created world. As man has fallen into sin, God recreates him and puts him into God's kingdom. Thanks be to God. Who is Jesus Christ? How do we come to know his complete character? No other book other than the Bible has given us the complete characterization of the center of our faith. Last night we talked about how the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Full of grace and full of truth. This is the Jesus Christ who existed before the creation of this world and then came into this created world to be with us.
And
this is the true hope for mankind.
今天我们要在圣经里面从旧约到新约看见几段为基督做的奇妙的见证的经文。
We have seen some verses in the Old Testament, New Testament, testifying to the wonderful Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, there is a very important word called wisdom.
这个智慧呢,
the word wisdom has a special meaning in Proverbs.
那么不但如此, 箴言第八章里面有以所有其他的章节不同的对智慧的描写。
Not only that, but in different aspects to describe wisdom in Proverbs.
智慧不是知识。
Wisdom is not the same as knowledge. And knowledge is not the same as wisdom.
There are
a lot of people full of intellect, full of knowledge, but with no wisdom. There are some people without a whole lot of knowledge, but has a lot of wisdom.
我从小就注意一件事情。
I noticed one thing when I was a young.
许多教育家得了许多教育学的学位，孩子都教得不成功。
A lot of educators with all kinds of EDDs have no success in education.
许多没有大学问的母亲呢，她能够把孩子教得各个成功。
But there are a lot of mothers who have no degrees, but they can successfully educate their children.
知识不等于智慧。
Therefore, knowledge is not wisdom.
智慧不等于知识。
And wisdom is not knowledge.
那么知识是什么呢？
Then what is wisdom? What is knowledge?
只能说是智慧的一些内容。
Knowledge is the content of wisdom.
智慧是什么呢？
Then what is wisdom?
智慧是知识的一个方向。
Wisdom provides the direction of your knowledge.
知识是什么呢？
What is knowledge?
知识是智慧之上的一个建造。
Knowledge is built upon wisdom.
而智慧是什么呢？
And what is wisdom?
是所有建造背后里面的根基。
Wisdom is the foundation of all the architecture.
智慧好像方向一样的。
Wisdom is the direction.
智慧好像根基一样的。
It is the foundation.
如果这个人如果只有注意内容而没有注意本质的话。
If you only pay attention to content without pay attention to their nature.
如果注意上面的建造没有注意下面的根基的话。
If you only look at the architecture without looking at the foundation.
这样的一个人是一个没有智慧的人。
You will not be wise.
这个宇宙之间的所有的知识的总归纳就是那智慧的源头。
The ultimate accumulation of all the knowledge of this world is the source of the wisdom.
圣经说这个智慧乃是不但是这个知识的源头，也是生命的源头。
Bible tells us that wisdom is not only the beginning of wisdom, of knowledge, but also the beginning of life.
智慧使人得出生命。
Wisdom gives life.
这样呢，在箴言里面评到智慧就是一件很大的事情了。
That is why in the Proverbs when we talk about wisdom, it's a big thing.
不但如此，智慧在街上呼喊。
Not only that, but wisdom proclaims in the streets.
如果你有一个有愿意领受智慧的这个心智
，If you have a heart to receive this wisdom,
你走过一条街，街头到街尾，你已经变得很有智慧的人。
As you pass through the street, you become a wise man.
因为就在一条街道走完了以后，你已经领受了很多很多的智慧。
Because as you finish walking through the street, you have received lots of wisdom.
这是没有声音的声音。
But this is a soundless voice.
一个普通人只有听见声音里面所包含的是什么？
An ordinary man can only hear what is in the content of that voice.
更深一层的人就听见，在声音没有表达的里面有另外一种没有表达的声音的声音，你去吸收了，你就是有智慧的人了。
But a wise man can go beyond and hear what is really behind the sound and the voice.
一个普通的人只看文字里面记载了什么。
An ordinary man can only read literature on the surface.
一个更有智慧的人看字里行间里面包含着什么。
But a wise man can read between the lines.
一个谈恋爱的人懂得一些关于这样的事情。
A person who is in love knows a little bit about it.
许多时候呢，你会感到此时无声胜有声。
You will find that sometimes it is more intimate not to say anything than to be chatting.
没有表达出来的比表达出来更重要。
That which has not been expressed is more important than that which has been expressed.
超过了知识的范围，进到智慧的境界里面去了。
Once you, that, then they have exceeded the knowledge into wisdom.
一个智慧的人
a wise person,
乃是控制知识，引导知识，也知道知识的方向和目的是什么的。
Is a man who can control knowledge, can lead knowledge, and knows the direction of his knowledge.
这个 Bertrand Russell 曾经讲一句话。
Bertrand Russell once said,
他说这个世界是大有知识，但是缺少智慧的一个世界。
This is a world that is full of knowledge, but without wisdom.
我读完了以后，我看他自己就是那样的人。
Then I read, after I read it and I looked at his life, he was like that.
对物理、对数学、对哲学的知识多得不得了。
Because he is full of the knowledge of physics and mathematics and other things.
但他对总知识的根基智慧，他实实在在不够了解。
But he did not truly understand the foundation of all that knowledge.
一生做了一个抗拒耶稣基督、抵挡上帝的人。
He was a whole life anti-Jesus Christ.
这个世界真是一个大有知识，但是缺乏智慧的一个世界。
This is really a world that is full of knowledge but without wisdom.
但是这个智慧在哪里呢
？So where is wisdom?
智慧是什么呢
？Who is wisdom?
什么世界定一个人是真有智慧的人呢
？What things determine wisdom?
希腊人对智慧是非常。非常看重的。
The Greeks looked upon wisdom as very important.
他们的人生最大的目的之一，就是要追求那真正的智慧。
So the biggest goal in life was to pursue the real wisdom.
而第一个提到他是追求智慧的人，是叫做 Pythagoras.
And the first person who wrote about pursuing wisdom was Pythagoras.
他们不认为自己是一个真正有智慧的人。
He did not believe himself as a wise man.
乃是认为自己是在寻求智慧的人。
But he treated himself as a seeker of wisdom.
一个人寻求智慧的时候
，When someone seeks after wisdom,
表示智慧与人还有一段的距离。
That means there's a big distance between man and wisdom.
所以我正在寻求智慧。
That's why I'm seeking after wisdom.
得到了智慧以后
，After I receive wisdom,
智慧可以充实我生命的内容。
And this wisdom can provide substance to my life.
智慧可以使我的思想有更充实、更有内容的一个基础。
It can give me a more substantial foundation.
智慧可以给我的人生一个正确的方向。
Wisdom can give me a real direction in life.
追求智慧的人
，Therefore, one who seeks
不认为自己就是智者
，doesn't consider himself as having been wise.
认为自己是一个爱智者。
All they consider is they are a lover of wisdom.
爱慕智慧的人。
They seek after wisdom.
追求智慧的人。
They go after wisdom.
不把自己当作是已经有智慧的人。
They don't treat themselves as already having attained.
爱智的这个态度就变成西方哲学的一个开始了。
So the love of wisdom became the beginning of Western philosophy.
Philosophy 这个字。
The word philosophy came out.
Philosophy 是什么字连起来呢？
What is philosophy?
就从 philia 加上 sophia。
It is the two words Philia plus Sophia.
Sophia 什么意思呢？
What does Sophia mean?
就是智慧。
Sophia is wisdom.
你们中间如果有人名叫 Sophia 的，特别注意啊。
Those Sophias among this congregation should pay attention.
你要做一个名不副实的人。
Are you truly a Sophia?
那么如果有一个人爱上你，那个人叫做 philosopher. 因为你名叫 Sophia。
If someone falls in love with you, that person is philosopher.
苏格拉底被认为是当时希腊最有智慧的人。
Socrates was considered the most intelligent man in Greece.
在当时希腊有一个 Delphi 的祭司，他们宣称雅典最智慧的人叫做苏格拉底。
At that time, there was a priest of Delphi that said the most intelligent man in Greece is Socrates.
那苏格拉底到底知道他是不是最智慧的人呢？
Did Socrates know that he was the most intelligent man?
没有这样说。
He didn't say that.
有的人就问他说：“你怎么能做一个最有？”
So someone asked him, how can you be the most intelligent man?
他说我没有说我是个最智慧的人。
So he said, no, I didn't say so.
我什么都不知道。
I don't know anything.
到底你知道了什么事使你做有智慧的人呢？
So they asked him, what do you know that can make you an intelligent man?
苏格拉底说 I know nothing but one thing.
Socrates said, 我什么都不知道，只知道一件事情。
你知道一件事，你就做智慧的人了。
So I only know one thing, I become an intelligent man.
你所知道那件事是什么呢？
Now what is that one thing?
你知道他怎么回答的？
What did he say?
他说 The only thing I know is I know nothing. 所以呢，我什么都不知道，只知道一件事。
Only know one thing.
那一件事就是我什么都不知道。
And that one thing is I don't know anything.
这一个西方的哲学的开端是从无知的谦虚向智慧出发去追求。
So the origins of Western philosophy started from understanding that we don't know anything and we seek after knowing something.
当一个人感到自己什么都知的时候
，When someone feels that he knows everything,
那个人实在是没有多大的知识。
Then you know that this man doesn't know much.
这个是 Christian epistemology 也承认的一件事情。
This is something recognized by Christian epistemology.
圣经说，若有人以为他知道什么，按照他所应该知道的，他还是不知道。
So the Bible says that if someone thinks that he knows a lot, according to what he should know, he still doesn't know whole
lot. 你注意圣经，你发现用基督教眼光可以看见这些的伦理的基础，看见许多许多在文化里面应当明白的真理。
If you pay attention, then you will find from the Bible a lot of the foundations for the truth that the civilization ought to know.
虽然是像智慧。发出需要的感觉的这个服务。
So man is a creature who expresses his need for wisdom.
这样在人类的文化的高峰里面，人与智慧还是有一段的距离。
Therefore, at the peak of civilization, there still is a distance between man and knowledge.
但是在苏格拉底、在 Heraclitus、在 Pythagoras 还没谈论到关于智慧、还没建立哲学以前
，But before all these Greek philosophers had established the philosophy,
圣经的旧约里面早就提到这个智慧的问题了。
The Bible in the Old Testament had already mentioned this problem.
我要大家注意看这一段的圣经。
Let's look at this Bible.
在箴言第八章里面
，Proverbs chapter 8。
箴言第八章里面
，Proverbs。
我们看见这个有位格的智慧怎么样自我介绍自己。
We see how this person of wisdom introduces himself.
第十二节，请你注意。
Read verse 12.
我智慧以灵明为居所，以寻得知识和谋略。
I wisdom dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion.
I wisdom. 哇，这个智慧，所以智慧自己说话了。
So wisdom starts to talk.
你注意把这个和希腊的哲学做一个比较。
If you compare this with Greek philosophy,
在希腊的哲学里面，人在智慧之外，人是寻求智慧。
In the Greek philosophy, man is external to wisdom, man is seeking after wisdom.
但是在箴言第八章给我们看见，智慧是主动者，智慧是第一人称，自己自称自己。
But Proverbs chapter 8 sees that wisdom is a person.
所以这是有位格的。生命的智慧的本身，自我的一个解释。
This is the personal wisdom with life that explains himself.
我智慧
，I wisdom.
到二十二节，你看见这个智慧怎么样介绍他自己了
？Go on to verse 22.
我们大家来读二十二一直到三十一节。
We read from verse 22 to 31.
一同开始来读。
Let's read it together.
一二三。在耶和华造化的起初，在太初创造万物之先，绝无有了我。从亘古到太初，未有世界以前，我已被立。没有深渊，没有大水的前沿，我已生出。大山未曾奠定，小山未有之先，我已生出。耶和华还没有创造大地和田野，并世上的土质，我已生出。他立高天，我在那里；他在烟面的周围画出圆圈，上使穹苍坚定，下使烟岩稳固，为沧海定出界限，使水不越过他的命令，立定大地的根基。那时我在他那里为东西，热热为他所喜爱，常常在他的面前拥有，拥有在他为的预备可住之处，也许也住在人间。你看见这样奇妙的话语吗？
Have you seen one wonderful words?
老子在他的揣摩的思想里面，
In the speculative thoughts of 老子，
老子的猜测的里面，
In his speculations，
他知道有道的存在，
He knew the existence of the word。
这个道到底是什么呢？
What was
that word? 这个道是比天地更先存在的。
But this word existed before the heavens and the earth。
到底是怎么样的一件事呢？老子不大清楚。
老子我是
说，他说我不知道他的名叫了什么。
接下来 don't know what it's called，
就给他名叫道。
So we just call it the word，
勉强称他为大。
Let's call it this，
这伟大的道是什么呢
？This great word，
老子的《道德经》二十五章告诉我们，
老子 classic gives us，
他说的有物混成，先天地而生。
He said there is this thing out there that is born before heaven and earth，
可以成为天下之母。
It can be called the mother of heaven，
它是天下之母。
The mother of heaven and earth，
它是这个独立的。
It is independent，
它是不改的。
It doesn't change。
所以中文里面这个 independent 这个字呢，原是从2600年以前老子的书里面取出来的。
And so the Chinese word independent came from 老子 books。
独立这两个字什么意思呢
？What does it mean to be independent？
就是不需要别的存在成为它存在之因，而自己已经可以存立的，叫做独立。
Independence means existing without other factors being the reason of its existence。
今天我们的存在不是 self-existent 的一个存在。
Today we do not self-exist。
你的存在是你父母存在的结果。
Your existence is the result of the existence of your parents。
如果你的父母不存在，你就不存在。
If your parents do not exist, you wouldn't exist。
而你父母的存在是你父母的父母的存在的结果。
And your parents' existence is because of the existence of their parents。
这样，你父母、你父亲的父母同你母亲的父母，就决定你有父有母。
Therefore, the mother and father of your mother and father determines that you will have a mother and father。
你的父、你的母的存在结合，就产生了你的存在。
And the unity of your mother and father gives birth to you。
你的存在不是独立的存在。
That's why your existence is not independent。
你的存在是因为别的存在产生的一个存在。
Your existence came to being because of other existence。
这样别的存在就成为你存在之因。
So other existence became the reason of yours。
你的存有就不是独有，也不是独立的存有。
Therefore, your existence is not an independent existence。
有物混成，先天地生，独立而不改。
That's why there is one thing that is born before heaven and earth. It is independent and unchangeable.
在中国的道家里面，这2000多年就有这样的思想。
2000 years ago, this thought exists.
有一个存在的
，there is an existence.
单独 存在的。
And it is independently existing.
自己存在的。
It exists by itself.
是不需要被存在之内，它是因而有的存在的。
It doesn't need other existence to give existence.
不但是自我存在的。
Not only does it self exist.
而且是永远不改的。
But it's eternally unchanging.
世界不同的地方。
And the difference in this world.
而且它本身是不改的。
Even it.
但是这个不改两个字什么意思呢？
What does it mean? Unchanging.
就是不能改变的 ，unchangeable.
That means it never changes.
It's immutable. 这个不能改变的上帝
，this immutable God.
不能改变的那个道
，the word that doesn't change.
天下之母
，it is the mother of heaven and earth.
天地更早就生出来了
，and it was born before heaven and earth.
在阿里士多德的哲学里面，好像有这样的思想。
There was a similar thought in Aristotle.
他把上帝称为这个 unmoving mover.
He called God as the unmoving mover.
什么叫 unmoving mover?
What was the unmoving mover?
本身没有动摇。
That is it itself doesn't move.
本身没有改变。
Doesn't change.
但是却产生了万有因它存在而有的改变。
But because of its existence, it causes the existence of others and also the change in others.
它的不动带动了万有。
It's never moving attribute gives moving to other things.
上帝的不动使万有因他而动。
God's unmovability moves other things.
我是很简单的例子。
A very simple example.
太阳在天上。
The sun is in the sky.
有它自己的本位。
It is in its own position.
它自己的本位不动的。
It doesn't move.
用现在的天文学来说，这句话是不对的。
Of course, according to modern astronomy, this is not true.
因为你知道，连太阳自己也在动的。
Because you know now that the sun even revolves.
太阳系其他的星球来说，太阳可以说是不动的。
But in our particular system, the sun doesn't move. Solar system, the sun doesn't move.
其他的 planets 就因为太阳而转动的。
And its other planets revolve around the sun.
再用更简单的比喻来说
，A simpler example.
太阳定在那个地方。
As the sun is set in one place.
其呢，每天早上，因为太阳一上来，所有的向日葵都忙得不得了。
But because of the sun, all the sunflowers come out every morning.
这些向日葵早上呢，就快点找太阳，向它朝过去。
And so in the morning, all these sunflowers open up their faces toward the sun.
动则产生。动动之音。
That is why the unmoving is the cause of all the movement.
它自己没有动。
It doesn't move.
所有的都因它而动。
But all the other things move.
而且所有的动都是向它而动的。
All these movements are revolving around it.
就变成了一个动向。
That is why the move towards
动的向不动的动的。
That's why the moving moves towards the unmoving.
如果再做一个更简单的比喻
，even simpler example，
就是在你班里面有个最漂亮的女孩子。
Maybe you have a beauty queen in your school.
美得不得了
Very pretty.
但是她很安静
But she's very quiet.
她也不想结婚
She doesn't want to get married.
上课的时候
So when she's at class,
她把四位教授讲什么
She's paying attention to the professor.
定睛看黑板上的字
And she fixes her eyes on the chalkboard.
定睛看书里面讲些什么
And what is in the textbook?
但因为她太美丽了
But because she's so pretty.
产生所有的男孩子都看着她
So all the guys start looking at her.
这个不动则产生动动
So this unmover moves everyone else.
全班都动了。
Oh, okay.
东方向他看，西方向他看，所以方向乱七八糟了。
So from east and west, everybody moves towards her.
他自己没有动。
She doesn't move.
他太美了。
But because she's so pretty,
那些爱美的人就向她的美的中心动过去。
So all the guys look towards,
因为她太贤淑了。
Too good.
她太动人了。
She is too moving.
有人因她就动了。
Because of that, others are moved by her.
中文这个动人同跟阿里说的哲学有一点相同的地方。神成了万动之因。
God is the reason for all the movement.
神本身没有动。
God doesn't move.
那个没有变化的上帝。
The God who doesn't change
是不在程序中间的上帝。
It's not a God of process.
因为他不在程序中间。
Because he is not in the process.
所以他是永远不改变。
That is why he never changes.
因为他不在程序的中间。
He's not in the process.
他永远是真正的上帝。
That is why he's the eternal God.
作为独立的。
This independent,
this 不改的
，this unchanging,
没有改变的
，this God who doesn't change,
程序中间
，is not in process,
绝对的上帝
，is absolute God,
无限无止的上帝
，is the infinite God。
那么这样的观念呢，在人里面本来就有了。
Now this kind of concept already exists in man.
无论是东方的哲学
，so Eastern philosophy,
无论是西方的哲学
，Western,
都曾经讨论过这样一个重要的一个因素。
All discuss an important fact.
但是很奇妙的，无论在东方，无论在西方。这一个观念乃是人心中的一个观念。
But amazingly, this notion, regardless whether it's east or west, exists in man's heart.
这个观念却不是主动的向人显明的观念。
Yet this is not a concept that has taken initiative to show to man.
西方的智慧向着不变的智慧化出去的时候,
as Western philosophy moves towards the wisdom,
当东方的思想家向这个不变的事去揣测的时候,
as the Eastern philosophers speculate about what they don't know,
我们很清楚看见, 箴言刚才这一段, 比老子更早, 比阿里斯多德更早,
we see that in Proverbs, this existed even before Aristotle and Lao Tzu.
箴言启示这个智慧的源头的时候, 很不同的地方有几点,
so there are some differences as the Proverbs reveals the truth.
他找过所有东西这时候对这件事的探讨,
this existed before the speculation of all the philosophers.
不但如此,
not only that,
第一人称来宣布自己的存在,
it proclaims itself as a person, wisdom.
以第一人称什么意思呢?
What does it mean to be the first
person?
It introduces itself.
这样从第一天我们就思想到, 这个 revealed Christology is the right Christology.
That's why 我们看到这个 启示的基督论才是真的基督论。有人推测出来的基督论不是基督论。 Christology that is out of speculation is no Christology.
我今天不要用很多传统基督教用的名称来对你讲耶稣基督。
I'm not going to preach Jesus Christ to you with a traditional term.
而我要你在讲听完了这五天以后呢，你自己下结论这位基督到底是谁。
But I want you to conclude on your own who this Christ is.
耶稣基督是谁？
Who is Christ?
不是我第一次对你讲他是谁，要你自己最后听出来他到底是谁。
You have to make your own decision. I cannot tell you who he is.
这位自我显现的,
the self-revealed,
这自我表彰的,
the self-manifest,
他用第一人称来讲他是谁。
He expresses himself in the first person.
我用这个简单的比喻,
and a simple example,
美国一个新的总统叫做 Bush.
The new president, the United States is President Bush. Bush is a little younger than Reagan. Bush is also taller than Reagan. Bush graduated from Yale. Bush was sent as an ambassador to Beijing. Bush's wife is pretty good. She has a good family. A very smooth life. A lot of a good political experience.
Bush 的思想形态的问题。
So we start thinking, talking about Bush.
他与中国人有一段的交情。
Now he's got some relation to a Chinese.
他的孩子受洗的时候是在北京一个中国的牧师给他施洗的。
A Chinese pastor in Beijing baptized his son.
我们在讨论他的事情。
So we start talking.
讨论的时候就 Bush 一个他，你说他是这样。 我说他是那样，无论你无论我，他就是一个他。
So they say he, Bush, he. Regardless who you talk about, you talk about he.
有一天你两个人谈到一半的时候，
One day a discussion is intensified.
后面一个人说我不是那样的。
And then someone from behind says, but I am not like that.
你们就停下来了。
We stop.
后面看，
Look around.
Bush is there. Bush 在你的后面。 当他一显现的时候呢,
when he reveals himself,
当他一讲话的时候,
when he speaks,
就可以结束我们一切的辩论。
That immediately finishes our debate.
因为我们对他的认识是从另外一个角度去认识他的。
Because we had tried to know him from another angle.
而他自己对自己的介绍是肯定的绝对者本身的讲话。
But as he introduces himself, he is the absolute one who can talk about himself.
请你注意箴言第八章有一个自我绝对者
So look at chapter 8, the one who introduces himself.
The uniqueness of the self-revealed truth and the self-revealed personal wisdom. 就是自我有位格的智慧向人启示的这个特点在这里的。那么这一位他自己怎么样称自己呢?
How does he call himself?
他说我在耶和华造化的起头在太初创造万有以前就已经有我了。
He said, the Lord brought me forth before the creation of this world.
这是 pre-existing truth.
This is the pre-existing truth.
是创造万有以前已经先存在的真理。
This is a truth that existed before the creation of the world.
亘古从开初没有世界以前，我已经被立了。
In the beginning, before the creation of the world, I existed.
这是 pre-ordained truth. 就是已经被先立了的这个智慧。不但如此， 没有深渊，没有大水的前沿，我已经被生出来了。
When there were no oceans, I was given birth.
这个叫做 eternal generated truth， 在永恒中间被生出来的这个真理，就永恒被生的。
This is what was born in eternity.
这个 eternal generation， 这是一个神学的名称。
This is a theological term.
神在永恒中间，圣父 把圣子生出来。
In eternity, the Father gave birth to the Holy Son.
被生而不是被造的。
He was born, not created.
我们再看下去。
Let's go.
耶和华还没有创造大地，还没有创造田野和世界上的土在以前，我已经生出来了。
Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was given birth.
他立高天，我在哪里
？I was there when he set the heavens in place.
天边的周围画出圆圈，我也在哪里
？When he marked out the horizon and the face of the deep,
这里把地的圆形的这个意念向人显明出来了。
Now it reveals the horizons that was blocked by God.
如果你说圣经里面说地是四方形的，我告诉你，你是误解了圣经的。
If you think that the Bible says that the earth is square or flat, then you have misunderstood.
圣经里面提到圆圈至少有两次。
There are two places in which the Bible is talked about the roundness of the world.
这里提到一次。
Mentioned here,
另外一次是在以赛亚四十章里面告诉我们。
And in Isaiah chapter 40, it is written,
God sits upon the great circle of the earth. 上帝在地球的大圈之上坐着。这个表示神给我们的启示，在万古中间已经很奇妙的把政策性告诉我们。
It shows us that even before the creation of the world, God had revealed to us certain truths about this world.
上帝使穹苍坚定，下使深渊稳固。
He establishes the heavens and the deep.
为沧海定住界限，使水不能越过他的命令。
And he marked out the sea its boundary so that the waters could not overlap.
立定大地的根基。
And he marked out the foundations of the earth.
这些奇妙的话，我们今天没有办法一句一句来解释。
We don't have time to explain these words in detail.
但是，请你注意第三十节。
But look at verse 3.
那时我在那里为公事。热热为他所喜爱。
When I was then, I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day.
耶稣基督是创造的工师。
He is the craftsman of creation.
他是整个宇宙中间的工程师。
He is the architect of the universe.
The architect of the created universe. 这个被造宇宙有充满各样的智慧在里面。
There is wisdom in this created universe.
如果你读物理学，你就知道了。这个某一种形状的力量大得不得了。
If you are a physicist, you know that there are certain particles with a lot of power.
把这个形状稍微改一点，力量就减少很多。
But if you change the conditions, then the power decreases.
神就用最少的材料做了最可能最坚固的东西，像鸡蛋壳一样的东西。
With the smallest things, God has created the strongest things, like the eggshell.
这个鸡蛋壳呢是很薄很薄的东西。
Now the eggshell is a very thin layer.
它这个形状使它可以。它承担相当大的重量。
But because of its shape, it can withstand a lot of pressure.
你用物理学去把它速算出来，你会发现这是伟大的工程师的一个设计。
If you try to calculate its strength, you find that someone great had designed it.
如果你把这个现在的这个喷射机同一只苍蝇做一个比较的话
，If you compare the fly to a jet plane,
你发现这个苍蝇这个起飞的这个冲力比什么喷射机都大几十倍。
You find that the force with which the fly takes off is much greater than a jet plane.
无论多么大、多么雄伟的喷射机，它起来慢慢起来，苍蝇就飞起来了。
Regardless how big the plane is, it has to take off gradually, and the fly just
你看，一只老鹰可以用一点点的力量就飞非常非常远的路程。
An eagle can use a little bit of strength and fly a long way.
所以科学家看见神的创造，都要自己感到不好意思才合理的。
When a scientist sees God's creation rationally, they should feel that they don't have a right.
宇宙是伟大的设计产生出来的。
This universe was designed.
从最大的宇宙看到最小的世界 ，macro and micro。
From the macro universe down to the micro.
你看见神的智慧在其中。
You can see God's wisdom in it.
地道就充满智慧。
The created realm is full of wisdom.
如果你没有智慧，你就以为这个叫做自然而来的。
If you don't have wisdom, you would say, "Well, this is just nature."
如果你明白这是智慧，那你也有一点智慧。
But if you know that there is wisdom in it, then you are a little wiser.
今天若是有许多的人，他们认为可以相信没有神，这个世界就可以存在，他们需要的信心比基督徒更大很多。
Today, many people who say there is no God, but this world came into being by itself, their faith has to be greater than that.
这是科学家伊曼纽尔·康讲一句话。
Immanuel Kant once said,
他说要证明上帝存在很难很难。
So it is very, very difficult to prove the existence of God.
这句话那些无神论者很高兴，那个大科学家都说证明上帝存在很难很难。
So the atheists were is very happy. This great philosopher has said it's very difficult to prove. But he has not.
证明上帝存在很难很难, 但是证明上帝不存在更难更难.
Kant says, continue saying, but to prove the non-existence of God is even more difficult. I don't believe that science is qualified to prove the thing. Because the scientific level is a low level. But God does reveal himself in nature, that is true. Now let's pay attention. To prove God's existence has to be initiated by man. But revealing himself to man is initiated by God. When man tries to prove God, he's not qualified. But when God reveals, he is fully qualified. Just like you cannot, you have never proven your father is really your father.
哪一个人说,我没有证明,我就不信,所以我一定要证明到我爸爸是我爸爸,我亲眼看见他跟我,我才相信他。
So you say, well, I want to prove that my father is really my father. I have to see him giving birth to me. But then not to me. That's impossible. But when your father says, I'm your dad, so you will see. It is not man's proof, but God's revelation.
Teleological argument, cosmological argument, ontological argument, those are all belong to the natural theology.
And all these counter faith arguments like the paleontology, like the cosmological argument and the ontological argument, these are all new theology.
We Christians should not believe in natural theology, but we should believe in general revelation.
我们不应该相信自然神学，但我们却应当相信普遍启示。普遍启示就是神在自然中间把自己的智慧启示出来。 General revelation is the revelation of God in nature.
是神主动的。
Initiated by God. That is why in nature we can see the footprints of God. We can see the great works of God. So we can see the greatness of God. His wisdom far surpasses what man can understand. Thanks be to God.
我们每天都在神迹中间过生活。
Today we live in a miracle. The fact that your eyes can see me is a miracle.
那么你能看见我呢?
How can you see me?
根据照相机的原理, 你这个从前面, 反照到后面, 头在比, 比在上面才对。
According to the photography, if you see me, you should see me upside down.
但是神很奇妙地把造成一个眼睛一看的时候，所有的方位都清清楚楚。
But you have been created with an eye that can adjust, and therefore you can see clearly everything around you.
人花了几千年才会做照相机。
After thousands of years, man finally invented the camera.
慢慢做这个有 color 的这个 film.
And then the color film came out.
神从创造的开始就给我们 color film 一大堆在里面。
But since the creation of the world, God has given us a color film in our eyes.
我们照出的照相是 flat.
The pictures are flat.
神给我们的眼睛所看的是立体的。
But God gives us a three-dimensional
vision. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天科学家还无穷无尽找不到文献的一切根源。
Today, the scientists have just begun to discover how abundant this wisdom is in the world. So, if you believe that there is no creator in nature, that's your freedom. Let me tell you that your faith cannot be proven, and your faith has to be greater than the faith that believes in the creator.
智慧的工程是自己宣称自己。
The architect of wisdom. So if you do believe that there is no creator in nature, that's your freedom. Let me tell you that your faith cannot be proven, and your faith has to be greater than the faith that believes in the creator.
智慧的工程师自己宣称自己。
The architect of wisdom proclaims himself.
我那个时候成为工程师。
But I was a craftsman at that time.
在他面前做工程师,
and I was a craftsman by his side.
我已经跑过了1000多间的礼拜堂。
I have already gone to many cathedrals.
我发现许多的礼拜堂的这 acoustic 做得很不好。
I find that many churches are poorly designed in acoustics.
有一些礼拜堂你讲得大喊到差不多肺部要破了，还听不见声音。
In some churches, you can scream and yell, and no one can hear a thing.
我不知道有这样笨的人做这样的事情，还可以很多教会继续用下去。
How can they hire such dumb architects?
还有一些的礼拜堂回音大得不得了。
And then in some churches, the echoes are so great.
我一讲足，还有嗡嗡嗡嗡嗡跑回来。 但是我也不好这里批评人家，那里批评人家。
But I didn't want to criticize everyone.
这一间礼堂算差不多了。
This auditorium is so-so.
后来我就想自己要做一个礼堂。
Okay, I want to design an auditorium as I own.
我在自己的神学院自己设计了一间礼堂。
So in my own seminary, I designed my own auditorium.
可以坐1300个人。
It can seat 1400 people.
比这里更大。
Bigger than this thing.
我不必跑这么远对这么少人讲道。
So don't have to come here and speak to you.
我们在自己的城市，一布道会就是几千个人来了。
In our own city, a few thousand people at every meeting.
那么这个礼堂我要用到差不多用 20 watts 的这个 amplifier 就可以每一个人听得清清楚。
In the auditorium, with only 20 watts of amplifying, we can hear everything.
不是我需要。
Not because I need it.
我的声音不必一个 watt 都可以听到。
Because with my loud voice, one watt can take care of it.
因为我们神学院的学生堂的声音很小。
But because our students have a small voice.
但是声音大的不一定信心大，就是。
Loud, but big mouth people, not necessarily big faith people.
所以呢，就给他们建一个比较容易传达声音的一个礼堂。
So we designed a well acoustic.
用最少的钱。
With the fewest money.
达到最大的果效。
With the biggest efficiency.
最便宜的材料。
The cheapest material.
听得最清楚。
So we can hear most clearly.
这个不简单了。
Not easy to do.
我花了几百个钟头来设计那个礼堂。
So I spent hundreds of hours to design.
我知道一件事情。
But I found out one thing.
好的东西，真的有价值的东西，不可能没有用智慧在里面花时间。A
good thing has to have wisdom in it.
你不满意这个世界吗？
You're not satisfied with this world?
你觉得这个世界不好？
You say this world is no good.
好像你跑了几千个世界。当一个人说这个世界不好，
Now when someone says this world is no good,
这个世界不好，
This world is terrible.
那么你要问他哪一个世界才好？
Then you start asking which world is better.
你跑到月亮过吗？
Have you been to the moon?
你跑到别的星球去吗？
Have you been to the other planet?
如果你看了很多世界，回来说这个世界不大好，这有比较性的价值在里面。
Now if you've seen many other worlds and you come back and say this world is no good, then you have some comparison.
许多人不知道为什么他会说这个世界不好。
But many people who don't know why they say this world is no good.
如果这个世界不好，怎么样才好呢？
Then what is good? If this is no good.
你怎么知道这个世界不好呢？
How do you know this is no good?
我想这世界太美了。
I think this world is beautiful.
这个世界太好了。
This world is so good.
太多这一类的事我们可以讲不完。
Too many things I can talk about.
神造了这奇妙的世界。
When God created this wonderful world.
造了一个能够批判的人。
But then created a man that can criticize.
当一个人说这个世界不好。
So when someone says this world is no good.
表示他里面已经知道好是什么。
That means that he already knows what should be good.
这世界不完全。
This world is imperfect.
表示里面他有一个完全的尺寸。
Implies that he's got some notion of perfection.
对他的问题，这个世界不好，我没有太大注意。
So I don't pay much attention to him when he says this is no good.
他对他的批判，我没有多大注意。
I don't pay much attention to that.
但是对他批判所有的那个本钱，那个勇敢的态度，从那个可能性，我很有兴趣。
But I am very interested in the origin. Behind this business,
如果你今天还是反对基督教，
so if you're against Christianity,
你抵挡耶稣基督，
you are against Christ,
你不信耶稣基督，
you don't believe in Christ,
尽量把你问题提出来。
Let's ask the question.
你的题目没有多大内容， 但是你能够这么问是很宝贵的。
Because there's not much content to your question, but the fact that you're asking is very precious.
这个世界太伟大了。
This world is so great.
德国的一个大哲学家叫 Leibniz 讲一句话，
That's why Leibniz once said,
this world is the best possibly created world.
他说这个世界是最好、最有可能性被创造的世界。再造更好的世界，怎么造呢？我们不知道。
We
don't know how to build a better world.
他说连你的鼻子上面小、下面大，都是给你挂眼镜不会掉下来的。
The fact that your nose goes at such an angle so you can put a pair of glasses on.
Special design.
Especially designed for glasses.
鼻子上面宽、下面尖，每一次挂眼镜就掉下来了。
If the nose is a reverse triangle, then every time you put on a glass,
连这两个耳朵都是给它勾掉，不会掉下来用的。
Even with your two ears, you can hang the limbs.
If
so God did not design it this way, you will be holding your glasses every day and trying to think. Even with focus, you've got to re-begin. God's creation is wonderful. This world is beautiful. And who is the architect of this world? It is the eternal wisdom. The architect of creation. Who is he?
That
is the wisdom of all wisdom. The first person wisdom.
The wisdom that has person. The personal wisdom. The eternal wisdom. The architect of the universe. The one which is born before the foundation of the world. 那一位是谁呢?
Who is this?
在旧约里面就提到了有这样的一位。The
Old Testament mentioned this one.
在希伯来文叫做 Memra.
And in Hebrew it is Memra.
希腊文叫做 Sophia.
In Greek it is Sophia.
在哲学里面所寻找的。
What was sought after by philosophers? What was revealed in God's word?
那一位是谁呢?
Who is this one?
那一位就是 Logos.
That is the Logos, the Word. To what extent do you know Jesus? In the past, I did not want to believe in Him. I was a materialist. I believe that one day, socialism will appear. When socialism advances, communism will come
out.
And then we will all be united.
不定所能,
to each according to their need. I rejected the value system of capitalism.
No, surplus value. In the capitalism
system. I was against the surface value when I was very young.
注意政治,注意这些,注意这个,这个,许多关于正义的事情,
I paid a lot of attention to philosophy.
感谢上帝,
but thanks be to God.
我不愿意相信耶稣,
I did not want to believe.
我所认识的耶稣是帝国主义的走狗所传扬的那个麻醉人民的鸦片那一位。
So I thought that Jesus was the opium of the people.
但是连马克思自己也没有办法解释宇宙的来源是哪里来。
But even Marx himself could not explain the origins of the universe.
1860年的时候,
in 1806,
马克思在英国的伦敦,
Karl Marx was in England.
在这个大英博物馆的图书馆里面,
and as he studied in the British Museum,
看了一本新的书,
he read a new book.
这本书什么书呢?
What was that book?
是达尔文的 The Origin of the Species.
That was Darwin's Origin of the Species.
看得跳起来了,
he read so excited.
很高兴,
he was happy.
因为他自己的理论里面有一样的东西还没有解决,
because there was one thing in his theory that had not been explored.
他领受了赫格尔的辩证法,
he had taken Hegel's dialecticism.
但是丢掉了赫格尔的唯心论,
but he threw away the idealism of Hegel.
他又把这个唯物论,机械唯物论来 做解释宇宙的这个宇宙观,
he tried to explain the universe with Feuerbach's materialism.
Feuerbach的这个 mechanism 加上这个 dialecticalism, 这两样的东西配合起来, 再用他的基本论来解释社会历史的变化.
So he combined mechanism and dialecticism to explain his idea of capital.
但是宇宙从哪里开始的?
But where did the universe begin?
没有办法解答,
he cannot resolve that.
看了大人的思想的时候,
but when he saw the thought of Darwin,
高兴得不得了,
he was happy.
他感到这个宇宙来源已经有没有解答了,
he believed that the answer is right there.
快快写一封信给大人,
immediately he wrote a letter to Darwin.
谢谢你,
he said, thank you, your book has resolved the unresolved in my theory.
共产主义以为自己有一套完整的思想了,
that is why communism thought that it has a complete set of theory.
每一个运动,
every movement must have a rigorous system of theory, otherwise it will fall off. Communism thought it had that. In order to express gratitude to Darwin, so he wrote, I want to give you my whole set of Das Kapital so that you can read it.
大人回信说, 谢谢你,
但是我不愿意接受你的资本的主张。Darwin wrote a letter back, thank you, but I don't want to accept your capital.
是不是大人的思想已经把宇宙的源头给我们告诉了？Did
Darwin give us the answer?
是不是大人已经把最先的那个来源都已经讲清楚？Did
Darwin explain clearly the beginning of the world?
没有的。
No.
如果你看 The Origin of Species 这本书
If you read that book
你看见最后一段他提到第一个生命一定是神借着吹气而产生的生命
You find that in the last part of his book he says the first life must have been breathed in by God to have life
最后的答案神是一切的源头
So finally the answer is still God is the origin of all things
一个离开上帝不接受上帝启示的人他用怎么样的理论来可以成为自己真的信仰的根基我是不明白
I don't understand how a person can reject God and yet think that it has a self-contained set of theory
今天我们拒绝圣经所告诉我们的信仰因为我们发现有很多的困难使我们接受这个信仰
Today we reject the teaching and the faith of the Bible because we find a lot of problems in accepting
但这不证明我们在圣经以外其他的理论中间你发现没有别的困难
But this doesn't mean that therefore the other theories outside of the Bible does not have any problem
基督是谁
Who is Christ
基督是宇宙的工程师
He is the architect of the universe
那个统一性的智慧
This is the unified wisdom.
不是被动的，是主动的。
It is the one who takes the initiative.
不是被人所猜测，那是自我启示的。
It is self-revealing, not revealed to.
不是静止性死的，而是有生命。
It is not dead and passive, but it is life.
这个有位格的智慧。
It is the personal wisdom.
这个有位格的真理。
It is the personal truth.
是生命的源头。
The beginning of life.
自己向人启示了。
Revealing himself to man.
旧约里面给基督做了一个很大的见证。
It is the great testimony provided by the Old Testament to Jesus Christ.
一样。
Second,
我们看基督到底是怎样的一个人。
Who was Jesus Christ?
我们看以赛亚书第这个以赛亚书，我们看第四十二章。
Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书第四十二章。
Isaiah 42.
我们大家一同注意来看，第一节一直到第四节。
Isaiah 42 verses 1 to 10.
以赛亚书四十二章第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
看啊，我的仆人。我所扶持所拣选我心里所喜悦我已经把我的灵赐给他他必将公理传给外邦他不先让也不扬声也不使街上听见他的声音压上的芦苇他不折断江上的灯火他不吹灭他凭真舌将公理传开他不灰心也不算胆直到他在地上设立公理海藻都等候他的训诲请你读
Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out, or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth.In his law, the islands will put their hope.
这里给我们看见圣父对圣子做了一个很奇妙的见证。
Here is a testimony of the Father to the Son.
要全世界人注意这个智慧的这个仆人有一天到世界上。
So that the world can take note that one day the servant of wisdom will come into this world.
如果你看这个刚才箴言第八章最后的那几句话
，If you read the last few words in Proverbs,
这个工程师他说我在上帝的面前一跳跃，我喜欢。喜欢他为人预备的地所住的地。
He says, I take delight and I jump in delight for what God has prepared for man to live in.
不但如此，我也喜欢住在人的中间。
Not only that, but I take delight in abiding with man.
所以这个智慧不但自己启示了自己，这个智慧要来到人的中间，与人一同居住的。
Therefore, this wisdom doesn't just reveal itself, but he comes and lives with man.
为神所造的人所能够住的地而欢喜快乐。
He takes delight in what God has created for man to live.
他也喜欢住在人的中间。
And he takes delight in living with man.
住在人的中间。
To live amongst men.
在神的面前，在永世的天使的面前，那个荣耀尊贵的地方，为什么不够他喜欢？他喜欢住在人的中间呢
？Why did he come down from the great glory that is in the presence of God to come down to be with man?
这是个。爱这个表示
，because this is a manifestation of love。
我们昨天提到，人的哲学对智慧的爱是从下到上的。
We can see that human philosophy starts with man to God，
是从下到上的。
From the bottom to the top。
但是圣经给我们看见，上帝的爱是从上到下的。
The Bible lets us see that God's love is from the top to the bottom。
他喜欢住在人的中间。
He likes to live among men。
他愿意与人在一起。
He was He is willing to abide with man.
刚才我们听见那位姐妹做见证的时候
，When we heard the testimony of the sister,
宣教士
is a missionary.
你到远方去
，She was willing to go to.
住在别人的中间
，To live in other people.
去照顾别人
，To take care of them.
去帮助别人
，To help them.
你对别人讲解圣经
，And to explain the Bible to them.
与别人住在一起
，To live with them.
那个精神就是道成肉身的精神
，This kind of spirit and the spirit of the Word become flesh.
神寻找人的那个精神
，That is the spirit of God seeking after man.
基督到这个世界上来的时候
，When Christ came into this world,
那个怎样的仆人呢
？What kind of servant did he become?
丈夫为他做见证说
，The Father testifies for him saying,
看到我的仆人
，Behold my servant.
我所扶持的
，I uphold.
我所拣选的
，I chose.
我心里所喜悦的
，I delighted.
我已经用我的灵赐给他
，I put my spirit in him.
他要将公理传给外邦
，And he will bring justice to the nation.
这个世界要因基督的来临，有真正的公义表现出来。
This world will experience true justice with the coming of Christ.
基督的真理不但是宇宙的智慧，更是人间的公正者。
Christ's truth is not just the universal wisdom, but also the justice of man.
这段圣经提到很多的不不不不不不不。
The Bible says a lot here about no, not, 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 not.
我知道的除了这个诗篇第二第二四十九篇，还有这一段的圣经，没有别的圣经比这两段更多。不不不不不。
Other than Psalm, one book in Psalm and this book, chapter 42, there are no other places in the Bible that contain so many negatives.
他不先让。
He will not shout or cry out.
不扬声。
He will not raise his voice.
表示什么呢？
What does it mean?
他是一个不自吹自擂的人。
In other words, he is not a self-boasting person.
不讲我多么好，多么好，多么好。
He doesn't say how good I am.
耶稣基督不自宣扬，不自宣让，不在路上大喊大叫介绍自己。
Jesus Christ does not proclaim himself and advertise for himself on the street.
他也不使街上听见他的声音。
And he does not.Raise his voice in the street.
这是他对自己有这样的本性。
This is his own character.
第二样
，Secondly，
他不折断那个将残的伤的芦苇，也不吹灭将要残的灯火。
He does not break a bruised reed nor snuff out a smoldering wick.
这是他对人只有鼓励。只有给人火热，没有浇冷水，没有给人受困难。
Because he will only encourage you, he will not defeat you.
一个真正要做神仆人的人，应当从这段的圣经学习，我们的主对己对人是怎么样说的。
Servant of God had to learn from these verses how to treat other people.
世界上多少的君王为自己做了很多的宣扬，但耶稣基督生在马槽，死在别人坟墓中间，一生不为自己做什么。
So many kings all proclaimed themselves, but Jesus Christ was born in a manger, died in someone else's grave, never advertised for himself.
亚当的芦苇他没有折断。
He will not break a bruised reed.
每一位心灵破碎的人到他的面前都要得到他的医治。
He who is broken in heart can be healed by him.
将灭的灯火他不吹熄。
A smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
有些我们力量是我们常常生命有生命的光，有生命的火，有生命的温暖。
He will always give you the light of life, the warmth of life, and the fire of life.
他凭真实。将公理传开
，and with his truth he proclaims the truth，
这是真理在自我启示的时候的一个态度
，and that is the attitude with which truth reveals himself，
真实讲话
，he speaks according to the truth，
我们的见证要从真实的动机讲出来
，our testimonies must be from a truthful motive，
我们的见证要从真实的内容讲出来
，our testimonies must have truthful content，
我们的见证要从真实的对真理的真正的认识讲出。
Our testimony must be based on our true understanding of the truth.
凭着真实将公理传开。
To spread the truth.
当他这样做的时候，一定遇到很多困难。
Of course, when you do that, you come up against lots of problems.
这个世界是许多的地方人爱听好话，不爱听实话。
Because too many people in this world love beautiful words, but not the truthful words.
我结婚以后
，After I got married,
我刚刚结婚不久我就出门布道了。
After I got married, I pretty soon went out to evangelize.
我刚结婚一个礼拜就带我的太太去布道。
After one week of marriage, I brought my wife and went out to evangelize.
两个月，我们一同带领了226次的聚会。
And in two months, we went to 262 meeting.
226 meetings.
Sometimes 6 meetings in one day.
有个地方我一连带领10天的聚会.
At one place I led 10 meetings.
我不知道那个时候怎么有那样的体力.
I don't know where I got the strength.
现在医生叫我不可以再太过厉害的这样工作了.
Now my doctor cautions me against that.
我应该要多多的休息,
I have to rest.
但是当我上台的时候,
but when I went up to the pulpit,
我还是以为自己像20多岁一样拼老命的做,
I still think that I'm 20 some years old and I give all my heart.
那么呢, 这个聚会多得不得了, 到最后一天的聚会的时候, 我整个人已经黑暗了, 不能再看人。
And towards the last meeting of that day, I can't see a thing, it was all dark.
所以大家回去了。
So people left.
我在台上不能动。
I could not move.
把我的头放在这个讲台的上。
I put my head on the pulpit.
那牧师说你要不要喝什么东西?
The pastor said, do you want to drink something?
我说你给我等一段的时间, 我不能动了。
I said, I cannot move. Give me some time.
我的太太坐在那里等一等45分钟。
And my wife sat there, waited 45 minutes.
等了45分钟以后,
after 45 minutes,
我站起来了。
I stood up.
我开始可以看了,
I can see clearly.
我就走回家去,
and I walked home.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
那一段的时间, 我们做这样的工作,
we were working in such intensity.
以后呢,
later,
过了半年,
half a year later,
我要到外国去讲道,
I had to go overseas.
那么我去外国讲道,
going overseas,
要6个月才回家,
I could not come back for 6 months.
这个新婚太太很受不了这样的事,
this newly wedded wife could not stand that kind of thing.
而且她在这个神学院是很不
Of course, she was in a seminary where I lived and was unfamiliar to her. So I comforted her. May God give her strength. And I went out. After I came back, she had miscarriage. There were two doctors who gave different diagnoses. One said, you still have the baby. The other said, you don't have the baby.
我的亲人就盼望这个有孩子，不是没有的。
Of course, my relatives wanted to have a baby.
我回家的时候,
so when I came home,
我说到底有没有?
I said, what is the diagnosis?
一个说有,
one said, yes, you have it. The other one said, no, you don't.
在美国不必辩论,
I said, in America, you don't have to debate, you know.
但这有一个中医说, 还有, 你不要怕还有,
but the Chinese herbalist said, yes, it still is a baby.
尽量吃补, 尽量吃安胎药, 绝对不可以动, 所以几个人在床上不可以动。
So continue to drink Chinese medicine and stay still on the bed.
我回去的时候,
but when I went back,
我说对不起, 我要讲一件很正式的话。
So I'm sorry I have to say a very truthful word.
我不要听好话,
I don't want to hear good words, I want to hear the truth.
好话没有,
good words are no use.
许多很好听的话,
a lot of pleasant words without truth.
今天教会不进步, 因为讲台上太多好话, 太少实在的话。
Today the church doesn't progress because there are too many pleasantries preached with no truth.
求主给我们有一个听实在话。
May God give us a heart desire to listen to the truth. When you speak the truth, a lot of people will hate you. When you speak the truth, a lot of people will oppose you.
耶稣到世界上出现的也是如此,
when Jesus came to this world, the same thing happened. When he spoke the truth,
凭着真实, 把公理传开,
when he spoke the truth,
那么怎么办呢?
What happened?
第四节告诉我们,
verse 4 tells us,
他不灰心,
he will not falter,
也不算胆,
or be discouraged.
他不喧乱,
he does not shout.
他也不扬声,
he does not raise his voice.
他不使人听见他的声音,
he does not try to let others hear his voice.
他不使人听见真实的声音,
but he lets others hear the truth.
他不使人听见公理的声音,
the truth.
人家就抵挡他,
and others oppose him.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章讲一些非常令人痛苦的话,
in John chapter 8, Jesus said a very hurting word.
他对这一个犹太人说什么?
He said to the Jews,
我将真理告诉你们,
he said, I tell you the truth, but for that reason, do you want to kill me?
我讲真理告诉你们,
I tell you the truth, and you want to kill me?
耶稣基督不灰心,
but he did not falter or be discouraged.
不灰心,
he did not falter.
不上来,
not discouraged.
今天我们许多青年人要侍奉主，要爱主，要传福音，传传传传传传那个样子，就灰心，就上来。
Too many young people today, they want to spread the gospel, they try, 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 and finally they fall to it. Lord, I want to die for you.
为主死很容易,为主活,
it's easy to die for the Lord, it's not easy to live for the Lord.
很容易灰心,
very easily discouraged.
我现在侍奉主已经30多年了,
I've served God for 30 more years.
我稍微有点胆量对你说,
so now I feel this, courage to say something to you.
年轻人,
young people,
还有很长的路,
there's a long way ahead.
你要预备跟随主,
you must prepare to follow,
听到侍奉主,
to serve him.
你的心志要定下来。
You must set your commitment
效法耶稣基督。
To follow Jesus Christ。
不谦让自己。
Don't raise your voice。
不高抬自己。
Don't exalt yourself。
自己做。
And don't try to do things for yourself。
不伤害。
Don't hurt other people。
别人不攻击。
Don't attack other people。
受困难的时候。
When you have trouble。
也不灰心。
Don't falter。
也不伤感。
Don't be discouraged。
这里的七个不。应当成为每个侍奉者应当休息的。
The seven negatives in chapter 42 should be more or less
不。
No.
不宣让。
Don't raise your voice.
不扬声。
Don't raise your voice.
不在街上使人听见。
Don't advertise yourself.
他不这段。
He does not break the reed.
不吹灭。
He does not snuff out.
不灰心。
He does not falter.
不上胆。
He does not discourage.
侍奉者的一个心志。
This is the heart of serving God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
众海岛都听见他的声音。
All the islands will hear his voice.
我们再看以赛亚书第五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
五十三章，以赛亚书第五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
就要再给耶稣做怎么样见证呢？
What does the Old Testament testify to Christ?
他是那位受苦的仆人。
He is the suffering servant.
Suffering servant of God is also the Holy One of God. 这位受苦的仆人就是耶和华的圣者。
He is the Holy One of God.
你们看这位到底是谁呢？
Look at him. Look who he is.
五十三章第一到第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
我所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华的面前生长如同嫩芽，他的这个出根根出于干地，无家性美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们宣慕他。
Who has believed that message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
第三节大家同读。
Verse 3, let's read together.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常为忧患，他被藐视，好像被人见面不看一样，我们也不尊重他。第四节，他承担担当我的为忧患，背负的痛苦，我们却以他受什么？被受的是大苦待，那是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因为他受的刑罚，我们得了平安；因为他受的一鞭伤，我们得着医治。第六节，神收如羊受迷，各人天庭几路，主啊，使我们受的罪都归在他的身上。第十节，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他的手中亨通。我们在这里看见这位受苦的仆人，他不但是创造的智慧，
Not only was he the creation of wisdom,
他是救赎工作的受苦者。
He is the sufferer in this work of redemption.
神的三大工作里面，
In the three great works of God,
他都有份。
He had a part.
他是创造者，
He's the creator.
他是救赎者，
The savior.
在创造的工作上，
And in the work of creation.
宇宙的智慧，
He is the universe wisdom.
救赎的工作上，
In the redemption.
他是受苦的仆人，
He was the suffering
servant. 启示的工作上，
In the work of revelation.
神的真相，
He is the true image of God.
希伯来书第一章里面，
That is why Hebrew chapter 1.
我们看见整个完整的基督论，
Helps us see in complete Christology.
创造的基督，
The created The creation, Christ of creation,
救赎的基督，
the Christ of redemption,
启示的基督，
and the Christ of revelation,
透过创造我们的存有在乎他，
and through his creation, we exist because of him,
透过救赎我们永生的盼望在乎他，
through redemption, our eternal hope is in him,
透过启示我们对真理的明白在乎他，
and through revelation, our understanding of the truth is in him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
今天我还要讲的许多的话今天还没有讲完，
many words I want to say tonight,
但我要告诉你，
but I want to tell you,
这一位主，
only this Lord,
是神，
is God,
只有这一位
Only this God
成了人
became man.
这一位的神
Only this God
道成肉身的耶稣
is the Word who became flesh, Jesus Christ.
人类的盼望
He is the hope of mankind.
他是你的救主
He is your Savior.
他是你的掌权者
He is your Lord.
他是你生命的创造者
He is the Creator of your life.
他是你灵魂的拯救者
He is the Savior of your soul.
他是你真理的启示者
He is the Revealer of truth.
请问
I ask you,
你认识他吗？
Do you know him?
你爱他吗？
Do you love him?
你愿意更多的明白他吗？
Do you really want to know him?
你愿意把你的心打开来？
Do you want to open your heart?
让他继续在你的心中。
That he may work in your heart.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow.
我想你们一定如果还有机会给你们写还有很多的问题要写出来的。
I believe that there are a lot of questions that you would have written if you had a chance.
乔牧师在昨晚的讲道中间对中国大陆现况的关怀我十分感动但有一点我要问问唐牧师的。
Last night in your sermon concerning your concern for China, I was very moved, but I have a few questions to ask you.
你是否认为目前学生推出运动、推出政府推动民主自由只是一种多数的压力吗？
Do you believe that the students trying to move the government for democracy and freedom is just a majority pressure?
这是情绪上的反应吗？
Is it just an emotional response?
没有真理为基础吗？
Without the foundation of truth?
如果圣经是唯一的真理，
If Bible is the only truth?
对大陆多大多数没有听过耶稣真理的民众和政府官员而言，
To the government officials and the students who have not heardThe truth of Jesus Christ.
怎样能够借着真理实行民主？
How can they truly implement democracy without the truth?
基督教要能影响共产政府的决策。
If Christianity is to influence the decision making of the communist government,
绝对不是三五年里面的事情。
It cannot be done in 3 or 5 years.
在这三五年里面，有什么具体的建议可以看见圣经真理落实在中国？
But in the meantime, in these 3-5 years, how can we?What are the suggestions to preach the biblical truth in China?
每一个政治都是一些少数的人用某一种理论为基础来统治大部分的人。
In most political systems, it is a small group of people ruling a large group of people with a theoretical foundation.
如果大部分人对某些的理论都学习清楚了，
If most people know all the theories,
他们可能赞成这个那些少数的人的理论可能不赞成少数的理论。
Then they might agree or disagree with the theory of that minority ruling group.
共产主义的思想是人类历史中间挣扎一个很重要的一个思想。
Communism is a very important thought system in the struggles of mankind.
马克思认为这个哲学不应当成为课堂里面学习的一种学问，应当成为改革整个历史中社会的一个力量。
Marx believed.That philosophy should not simply be about the classroom, but it should be a force that changes society.
这一方面我是非常佩服，也是非常同情的。
I admire and sympathize with his viewpoint.
但是，是不是马克思的这个共产主义的理论就可以当作绝对的真理来统治人类呢？
But is Marxist communism absolute truth that can rule mankind?
在实践的过程，我们发现了有许许多多用共产主义没有办法解决的问题。
There are a lot of problems in practice that cannot be solved by communism.
而且共产主义从起初就没有那个真正的爱的精神，而是建立在仇恨的上面。这个是他共产主义一个很大的致命伤。
The biggest fatal flaw of communism is that it is built on hatred, not on love.
这爱的力量是比较恨的力量更慢，但是影响更深的一件东西。
The power of love is slower than the power of hatred, but the power of love goes deeper than hatred.
第一个晚上结束的时候，我提到列宁没有死以前所讲的话语。
In the first evening, I quoted Lenin's deathbed saying.
我再重复要点：从今以后，恨已经深根蒂固在我们的党里面了。除非有50个圣人重新来调解，重新来复兴。我们苏俄前途是很黑暗的。
He said that hatred has been deeply rooted in the party. Unless there are 50 saints that can revive the party with love, otherwise the future of the Soviet Union is bleak.
在文化大革命的时候，你看见了那是真正没有文化的一个表现。
When you saw the Cultural Revolution, it was truly a cultureless revolution.
只有把命割掉的表现，没有文化的表现。
All they did was kill people.
所以呢，这个恨也在中国根深蒂固。
So you can see that hatred is.Been deeply rooted in China as well.
当人忽然间想到需要民主、需要自由的时候，很多人还不知道民主、自由结果是要带到什么地步。
So when people call for democracy, they don't know how far they should go.
从文艺复兴时代对人的基本权利开始探讨、开始争取的时候，对民主就重新有兴趣了。
When the Renaissance started to talk about the basic human value and rights, they started be interested in democracy again.
但是如果自由没有控制的话，可能是也是危险的。
But if freedom is not bridled, then it's very dangerous.
民主没有真理的又是也是危险的。
If democracy is not restrained by truth, it is very dangerous.
引民出引民为了民的这种民主思想，到底需要不需要有一套的真理的约束呢？
If things are for the people, of the people, then shouldn't it be restrained by truth?
这是很重要的。
This is important.
理性时代从启蒙主义所带来的民主根本还没有很真正的用这个合理的这个有真正伦理基础的这个真理来这个称为政治的这个理论基础。
But the so-called democracy of the Enlightenment, the age of rationalism, did not found itself firmly on the truth.
在基督教的思想里面
，In the Christian thought,
我们尊重人。
We respect man,
是因为人是照着神的形象样式。
Because man was created in the image and likeness of God.
因为人有神的形象样式。
And because man has God's image and likeness,
是人是尊贵是荣耀。
That is why man is dignified.
每一个人的主权，每一个人都有神的形象样式，对真理、对道德、对公义的基本要求，所以我们应当尊重人。
Every man has the image and likeness of God in truth and in their need for justice. We should respect that.
但是基督教除了相信有人的基本权利，从人有神的形象样式以外，基督教也相信罪已经对这些形象做了一些破坏工作。
But even though Christians believe that man has dignity and therefore should be respected, the Christians also believe that sin has entered into man.
So in between the cultural mandate and cultural achievement, there is the fact of fall to disturb man's thought and man's morality.
所以人的道德人的思想已经被罪堕落所影响，
文化使命从文化的成就中间已经有堕落所带来的这个 distortion 这个弯曲从玷污从这个破坏，所以呢在这个整个社会的大同的这个理想中间需要神的真理的约束人的理性是一件很明显的事情。
That's why in the utopia of man truth must be here to restrain.
Sorokin 讲一句话语，
Sorokin once said,
自古至今人类都盼望建立繁荣、繁荣公正的社会。
So from ages past, man has tried to build a prosperous society.
人的奋斗在历史上一直到今天只证明停留在理念中间，从来没有真正的实现。
But man's struggle shows that man has only stayed within their own shell. They have not broken
through. 1978-79年中国开放的时候，最先把孩子送到外国的是那些高阶层的政治分子。
1978-79, when China first opened its doors, the first ones to send their kids overseas were the high-level cadres.
人都有公正的观念，但是实行出来真正能公正吗？
Men all have a notion of justice, but when they carry out justice, are they able to do so?
除了真知道基督以外，可能人类没有多大的前途。
Unless you truly know Christ, maybe there isn't much of a future for man.
一个理论或者一个政治体系一定把基督教、把信仰、把耶稣基督抗拒，那么这个政治的前途是很亮的。
But a system, a political system that rejects the truth of Jesus Christ faces a dark future.
前几年有一个大陆的学者，一个北京，这个在这个中国最重要的几个大学的教授，他来听我讲道。
A few years ago, a few well-known scholars in Beijing came and listened to my preaching.
他说我在这里发现。
He said I've discovered here.
基督的思想可能可以救中国。
That the thought of Jesus Christ may be able to save China.
我听了这些话，我就问他为什么。
And I asked him why.
他说我们从前所领受的灌输，就是说宗教都是鸦片。我到了美国才发现，宗教成为美国立国的基础。
We have been taught as of young that religion is the opium of the people. But when I came to the States, I realized that religion was the motivating force of progress.
今天我听你这一次。是我三十多年来早就预备很想听的话。
The sermon I heard you preach today was what I had prepared and wanted to listen to 30 years ago.
我不知道中国人什么时候才对神的真理更多、更清楚、更正确的认识。
I don't know how long it would take before the Chinese would really know God's truth.
我的能力非常有限。
My ability is very limited.
我的体力也越来越有限。
And my physical ability is limited.
那许多人把我的录音带带到中国去。
But many people take my tapes into China.
你们也可以做一些这样的工作。
You can do the same.
在你们的朋友中间尽量把真理传开。
Circulate truth among your friends.
不灰心不丧胆，众海岛都等候他的训诲。
Do not falter, do not be disappointed. The islands will listen to his teaching.
我们很有限，我们大家做一些工作，积少成多，可以成全一些人。
if you group together a bunch of limited people, then we can have synergism.
无论谁在中国做执政的，做掌权的。
Regardless of who is in power in China today,
我们盼望尽可能把真理介绍给他们。
We hope that truth can be introduced to them.
When Jesus said to Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church," not exact quote, but Jesus means that Peter is the rock. 什么？
From Peter.
On his church will be built on himself. 所以这里讲的 Peter 的原文是 Petros。
The original Greek is Petros.
但是那里教会建筑盘色上的盘子是 Petra。
But then the word Peter is in Greek Petros, but the word used rock is Petra.
就 Petra 是盘色。
Petra is a big rock.
那个盘色就是那纯正的信仰，就是正确的基督论。
This big foundation rock is the truthful religion, true.
基督徒应该不应该参加游行？
Should Christians join in the demonstration?
应该欢迎叫自由万岁，民主万岁，李鹏下台，可以不可以？
should they also chant the slogans "Long live freedom, long live democracy" and "Li Peng get down"?
我讲最虚假的话就是“万岁”这两个字。
I think "Long live" 就是
所有的万岁，常常几十岁就死了。